You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Monday, April 22nd, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
The earnings season is in full swing for India's $245 billion IT industry. Over the last couple of weeks, Indian IT giants like TCS, Infosys and Wipro announced their quarterly earnings for the last quarter of FY24. But what about the future of the industry that employs close to 5.4 million Indians? Recent deal wins and Gartner's forecast have painted a pretty optimistic picture for the IT sector's future. For instance, Infosys just announced its highest ever contract value at $17.7 billion for FY24. And it's not just Infosys riding this wave. Wipro and TCS have also reported strong order books, with TCS raking in a whopping $13.2 billion in the last quarter alone. They're all betting on better times post the upcoming US presidential elections, expecting a boost in client spending. Mint Shelley Singh takes a look at what the future could look for the Indian IT industry amidst a rapidly declining workforce. Top three companies in the sector, TCS, Infy, and Wipro, saw a deduction of more than 64,000 in their workforce. Chocolates are about to get pricier. And it's not just regular inflation at work. Cocoa prices have shot up recently, and not just by a little. Crop failures in big cocoa production countries like Ivory Coast and Ghana have sent cocoa prices up by 133% since last June. Behind this failure is climate change, adverse weather conditions, and a crop disease that affects the root of the cocoa tree. India, too, is set to feel this pinch. This story by HowIndiaLives.com breaks down the bitter truth unfolding in the chocolate industry. Even though we grew about 30,000 tons of cocoa in 2022-2023, it wasn't enough to keep up with the chocolate cravings. We had to import close to 1 lakh tons of cocoa products like beans, butter and powder last year. And with global prices on the rise, our costs have soared as well. This price hike might cool down later this year if the crop yields improve. But it's not just about the weather. The cocoa market has some deep-rooted issues. Most cocoa farmers are barely scraping by, earning much less than what their valuable crop should bring in. India's tech epicenter and the internet's favorite city, Bengaluru, lately has been in the news for all the wrong reasons. Be it the soaring temperatures in a city otherwise famous for its air-conditioned weather, or the severe water crisis it's been going through for the last couple of months. Amidst the empty tanks and drying lakes, one has to ask whether the city's companies are using its water judiciously. An analysis of Bengaluru-based top BSE-listed firms reveal an 11% spike in water usage in the last year, signaling the severity of the situation. 56 of the top 1,000 listed companies on BSE are headquartered in Bengaluru. Only 45 had usable data, showing a collective water consumption increase to 33.3 million kiloliters in the fiscal year 2022-2023. Notably, public sector companies saw a modest 2.2% rise, while private sector firms ramped up their water usage by 21%. Mint senior associate editor and data journalist Neeti Kiran breaks down the water consumption pattern of each industry in Bengaluru. Neeti also takes a look at their water management practices. To read any of the stories featured in today's podcast, stroll down to the show notes and you'll find the stories linked here. Taylor Swift. The pop culture phenomenon had a terrific 2023, ending the year as the Time magazine's Person of the Year. This year too, the pop juggernaut of Taylor Swift, with millions of Swifties behind her, doesn't seem to be slowing down. This next story, however, is not about her music. Taylor's Eras Tour in Singapore not only dazzled fans but also showcased the innovative use of 5G technology. According to Bernardinger, Ericsson's senior vice president for cloud software and services, At the heart of this tech integration was Singtel's $7 worth 5G Express Pass, which offered fans high-speed data priority to stream and share the event. This service highlights a burgeoning opportunity to monetize 5G technologies through network slicing, which allows for dedicated broadband bandwidth tailored to specific events and needs without additional infrastructure. Network slicing is akin to a toll highway for data, offering a premium path separately from regular traffic. This technology is not yet widespread globally, but India, with its rapidly expanding 5G infrastructure, stands to benefit significantly. Mint's telecom correspondent Kulveen Olak reports on this path-breaking phenomenon and how a Taylor Swift concert proved helpful in testing it out. What can 70,000 rupees get you? In some cities, it's enough for a month's rent in a decent apartment. But if you are eyeing a night at some of India's posh resorts like Aman Bagh in Rajasthan or Brijrama Palace in Varanasi, these same amounts might just cover one night, especially during the peak season. Yeah, the pandemic has really changed the game for hotel pricing, sending rates sky high. The luxury hotel scene has been on a roll, with domestic tourism fueling a surge in demand. Mint's Varuni Khosla speaks to several hospitality industry insiders who noted that travel patterns have shifted, with Indians now opting for more frequent short stays rather than the occasional long vacation. This change has undoubtedly played a role in the climbing rates. Rating agencies such as Crisil and CareEdge predict that the hotel industry is in for a few good years, with steady revenue growth thanks to robust domestic demand and a gradual uptick from international visitors. The scene is set for a continued boom, with minimal new hotels opening up, which just tightens up the supply further. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with a fresh episode of Top of the Morning. Have a nice day ahead.
Top of the Morning by Mint.